Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, June 17th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Today, we celebrate the life of Karen Mazur, our strong yet humble activist who was a leader in shaping our flight attendant career. On June 14th, 2011, Karen passed quietly, but the great impact she made with her life will continue to be experienced by flight attendants every day. As a United flight attendant for 41 years, beginning in July of 1969, Karen Mazur tirelessly served and inspired our union for 37 years as an AFA representative. Under Karen's leadership, our profession has progressed into a career for flight attendants, serving our union on committees for grievance, insurance, retirement, strike preparedness, and scheduling provided extraordinary background for her leadership as Newark Local Council 6 president. Karen was the most experienced flight attendant negotiator in our industry and most recently served on the United Negotiating Committee, where her commitment to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract inspired us all. Over her long and rich career, she has fought against restrictions that included age, gender, ethnicity, and weight. The vision of Karen and her peers helped to destroy these discriminatory practices. Today, the flight attendant profession is often recognized as a leader in advancing the rights of women and uprooting gender discrimination. In recognition of her distinguished service to our flight attendant union, this year Karen was conferred with the AFA Ada Brown Greenfield Lifetime Achievement Award. Karen demonstrated remarkable determination and strength of character, never giving in, never wavering in her determination to beat the odds, whatever those odds might be. She reassured all of us, keep up the fight, no retreat, no surrender. A celebration of Karen's life will be held in the coming week. At the request of her family, details about the service will not be publicly available, but can be obtained through your local council or United MEC office. Karen's family has told us they would be honored by a contribution in her memory to the AFA Disaster Relief Fund or the United MEC Chaos Strike Fund. The National Mediation Board, the NMB, must receive your duplicate voting instruction request by June 24th, so if you haven't yet received your voting instructions, which include your VIN and PIN, please download the letter from our website and mail it in immediately. If you've not yet voted, please take the short time it takes to vote and have an impact on this important election so that we may have a commanding vote for AFA. You may vote by either personal computer or telephone. When using the telephone option, please listen to all the prompts to make sure you are choosing the correct union, the Association of Flight Attendants, which is the second option, before you confirm your vote. This election is one of the most important votes of our careers. And when we have a strong vote for AFA, we effectively convey to management that we are unified and we are ready for management to live up to their working together guidelines and work together with us to conclude Section 6 negotiations with an agreement that recognizes the value the flight attendant work group contributes to our success as an airline. For clear voting instructions, please go to www.unitedafa.org or www.yourafa.org. You may hear flight attendants celebrating their vote, and you can do so at the yourafa.org website. Vote today. Vote AFA. Recently, a flight attendant reported the theft of money through an ATM location in Los Angeles, California, while she was on a layover in London. The flight attendant suspects her account number and PIN were compromised when she used an ATM while on layover. The incident was reported by Travelog, which provided both AFA and management the opportunity to follow up with the layover hotel in London. The hotel reported the ATM had not been tampered with, and security video of the area around the ATM did not reveal any suspicious behavior. United Corporate Security was advised and appeared to be satisfied with the hotel's conclusion that the security information was not obtained through that ATM. Whenever or however the flight attendant's personal banking information was stolen, we should be reminded to always travel wisely and remain vigilant for our safety and security. Some reminders regarding the safe use of ATM machines include: be observant of your surroundings. Have your card ready as you approach the ATM. Use your hand or body to screen the ATM keyboard as you enter your PIN number. Don't leave your receipt. Put your money away immediately. Do not use ATM machines in poorly lit areas where any objects may obstruct view of the ATM. We've also received concerns from flight attendants reporting through Travelog that while on layover, they were called in the middle of the night at the hotel. The caller claimed to be a member of the hotel staff and needing the flight attendant's credit card number. Otherwise, the flight attendant would have to come downstairs to give their credit card to the front desk employee. When asking why this information was being requested, the caller hung up. That hotel management assures us their policy would prohibit ever asking for a credit card number over the phone. We urge you to practice common sense in all situations that it could involve identity theft. If you suspect something is amiss, you should ask why a credit card is required and what the caller's name is, and then call the front desk back to verify their identity. If you use any hotel services, such as the room service or other amenities, you should provide your credit card to the front desk when payment is due at checkout. Whether you use an ATM, credit card on layover, or elsewhere, we should always remember to keep our information and ourselves secure. On March 31, 2011, the System Board of Adjustment issued a ruling regarding MEC 14-09, which addressed whether management had the authority to issue DNFs to flight attendants assigned on standby reserve when they do not possess visas necessary to be assigned to flights which depart during their standby period, and if so, did the issuance of the DNF under these circumstances violate our contract? The grievance was sustained in part. The board ruled that management had the authority to issue required DNFs under these circumstances. However, since management had not provided notice to flight attendants and the union that if flight attendants did not have valid visas necessary to be assigned to flights which depart during their on-standby period, the issuance of DNFs for these circumstances was in violation of the agreement. Supervisors are to remove all DNFs and any points and or discipline associated with DNFs that were issued to flight attendants assigned on standby who did not possess the proper visas. As a result of the ruling that management had the authority to issue the DNF, our request for monetary relief for the DNFs was not rewarded. The System Board of Adjustment also ruled that the company must clearly notify flight attendants and the union of their issue, of their intent to issue DNF under these circumstances. If you were issued a DNF or DNFs and points and or discipline under these circumstances, the DNF, DNFs, points and or discipline is to be removed. If you are affected by these circumstances, please check your work history, your FDWH, and point screen to verify that this has been accomplished. If this has not been completed, you should speak to your supervisor. If there is a question regarding any DNFs, points, or and or discipline being removed, speak to your local council grievance committee representative. Management has put the flight attendants and the union on notice by the issuance of the April 15th and April 29th, 2011 onboard updates. All flight attendants must have a visa if their domicile has an ID with visa requirements. That would be the Russian visa out of Dulles, and for People's Republic of China out of Chicago, Dulles, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. If you are having difficulty obtaining a visa, speak to your supervisor for assistance. If you have any questions, contact your local union office. We continue to discuss with United Management their crossover hiring program designed in part to address the understaffing situation at Continental Airlines while providing a voluntary option for United flight attendants to be hired by Continental Airlines. There remain a number of questions and concerns with regard to the program, and the parties will continue to meet again to gain an understanding on their proposed program. Don't miss the latest edition of the Dear AFA Industry Editorial that was recorded yesterday by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Listen to the message at 1-800-DEAR-AFA option 5 or online at www.unitedafa.org in the Dear AFA section. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.